For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
You could say that this week's show is a little bit like Washington, D.C. weather. Sometimes it's really hot, sometimes it's really cold. We've got a lot of death and destruction, rock and roll, punk rock, garage rock. And then we have some very mellow, chill-out tunes.
What we don't have is Jasmine's voice.
I've been battling a little bit of a cold. I don't know if I sound very sexy or I sound like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
We're going to try to get all the way to the end of the show with Jasmine's voice intact. So let's see if we make it. We're going to start with something she brought in from the band Flowed. This is Everything Is Blowing.
I got this off of one of our favorite Brazilian record labels. This is Transfusão Noise Records. It's an independent label, very homemade. It specializes in lo-fi and the whole grunge sound. And this is really an example of the kind of music that they do. This is, like you said, the EP Flow, and it cites influences from bands, you know, from like the Telescopes, Killing Chainsaw, of course Nirvana, My Bloody Valentine. And I have a soft spot for Brazilian rock and Brazilian grunge.
I like the sound that they're going for, and you know, it's a little bit different from the music I heard growing up, but it's obviously making reference to a lot of that music. I found a place for myself in this music.
Good.
I want to stay in the rock and roll vein. This is a band from Mexico. It's called Elan, and this track is called Bad Days Are Gone.
If everyone ever decides
They're from Guadalajara. They're called Elan, and they sing in English, obviously. Mm. They have 8 albums. They've been around for about 15 years. They've always performed in English, and I'd never heard of them. So I put the CD on and was really blown away by how much they remind me of the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I wonder sometimes about the difference between sounding like you've been influenced by a major band and sounding like a cover band.
Uh-huh.
This, to me, sounds like a cover band.
You know, to me, it doesn't. They make a distinction in the way they sound. They make reference to the Rolling Stone, but in the way that they play. Plus, you know, it's very hard to appropriate Keith Richards' sense of rhythm and rhythm guitar.
Right.
And so it's like, I'm sure you can, and I know people who have copy him. But when you're in a band like this, I think when you're playing something that sort of sounds in that vein, it could be Rolling Stones, it could be any rock band from that early 70s, you know, Jay Giles' band from Boston. There's a lot of English rock and American rock at that time that sort of all kind of comes from the same pot. And I think these guys, interestingly, coming from Guadalajara, they come from that same pot, too.
I see what you're saying. When I say cover band, it sounds like a very polished cover band to me.
And I think we do have to point out, as you can hear, there's a female vocalist in this, which sets it apart from other bands.
That's a girl?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a brother and sister from Guadalajara. And I really like her style because there's a ballad track, which I chose not to play, but it's very good on the album. And it reminds me very much of a more controlled Janis Joplin, believe it or not.
But I don't want Janis Joplin to be controlled. That's why she's awesome.
Yeah, but there were times when she went a little too far and a little bit more control. If you listen to her last record on Pearl, the one she did with the Full Tilt Boogie Band, which was released right about the time she died, it's a much more controlled and a much more focused album, and I think reflects the potential that she had. And that's what I hear in this vocalist
singing. Fair enough. We'll agree to disagree. Next up, I brought something a little more punk rock. This is Juanita y los Feos, or Juanita and the Uglies.
I love this name.
Is the song 500 Muertos, 500 Corpses. This is from the album Pesadilla Adulta, or Adult Nightmare. And this is a band from Madrid, Spain. We've talked a lot about the Spanish sound, that sound that mixes punk and garage, that whole trend. This album was released on Munster Records, which is a sister label to a record company you love.
Vampy Soul.
Vampy Soul, which specializes in re-releasing very old vinyls.
Old vinyls, old styles. They also do a little bit of punk. A lot of R&B, classic stuff from the archives, but also bands like this that are reviving that sound, or keeping that sound alive, rather. Okay, interestingly enough, we both chose a track from this record.
But for different reasons.
For different
reasons. You chose it so that you could talk to me about how you didn't like it.
That's right.
And I chose it because I loved it.
I chose it because I heard this album and it's from an era that I really checked out on. I didn't find a place for myself in the whole new wave punk scene. And so when I heard this album, I thought, you know, I'm going to really listen because it is a very good example of that style of music. They're very dedicated to this whole garage punk scene that's going on there in Spain, but they're very dedicated to recreating that sound because it is like from a time warp in a way. It used to drive me crazy to listen to it. I just could not listen. But I listened very closely this time, and, you know, it's starting to hit me a little differently. I don't know that I completely say I like it.
Okay.
But I can at least appreciate what this band is doing and in creating that sound.
See, I love punk rock. Punk is the first type of music I listened to, which I didn't listen to as a dancer. I just remember when I had just hit puberty, and I had been immersed in this world of dancing and all that means as a woman, and cumbia or pop, and all the images of women in traditional Latin music and in pop. And I remember I felt really alienated by that, especially as I hit puberty and I was no longer able to be a dancer. And I just remember the moment in which I walked into a rock and roll t-shirt store and I heard the Sex Pistols. It moved something so deep inside of me. That was the music that described exactly how I felt at the moment. What do we have next?
This is one of those totally random moments. I saw an album sitting on a shelf that was intended to be given away or shared, and the guy's name was Jay Gonzalez, and that's all I knew about it. So since it had a Spanish last name, I picked it up to see what it was about, and it was an interesting CD. This track is called The Will. The name of the album is Mess of Happiness.
We'll all go well. Go as it's planned. Will I be going under? Making an acre of land. If there's a will, then here it goes. Just in case.
Some elements of, like, maybe Tom Petty and maybe a little bit of later John Lennon.
You know, when you first heard it, you said it reminded you of the Beatles. And in a way, I guess I would agree with that one, too. Jay Gonzalez is the keyboardist for a band named Drive-By Truckers. Uh-huh. I have to say that I'm not really familiar with the band's music, but what I heard on the CD, I really, really liked. And it's a very interesting approach. It's just straight ahead, modern contemporary rock songwriting. We can appreciate good songwriting and good production and good musicianship.
I think this is very beautiful. Thank you for bringing this in.
It's a very nice album.
I'm ready for a mood change.
Let's do it.
This is Monchi doing La Brasileña, or The Brazilian Girl.
Ella prende, no. Ven vicia. Y en Brasil la noticia. Calienta la musa que quema. Hechiza, clap, clap, clap. Ella prende, no. Ven vicia. Y en Brasil la noticia. Calienta la musa que quema. Hechiza, clap.
off of Munchie's EP, Mumbatonista. So obviously this is Mumbaton, which is kind of like that fusion of electronica and reggaeton. It's like a really accelerated, heavy reggaeton. Yeah. And Munchie is a young Dominican producer living in Rotterdam in the Netherlands. This is featuring Angel Doze. That's the whole reggaeton-style rapping that you hear in the background.
Listen to what he's doing with rhythm in the language, in his rapping, and then the rhythm track.
Yeah.
Again, we're listening on headphones, so there's stuff on both sides of the headphone. There's like a staggered chicka, chicka, chicka.
Right.
It's staggered a little bit, and then he layers everything else on top of it, and some of the sound is like right in the middle of our heads, and some of it pokes out to each ear, and so then it sort of echoes each other. This stuff, I'm telling you, man, I want to be one of these when I grow up. This stuff is amazing.
And I love the way, I have a soft spot for some reggaeton. You know, rappers will rap, each one has their own tone and plays with lyrics the way they want, but in reggaeton, you know, you definitely have that tone of, like, yelling while talking, like, mira la por donde va, you know? Mm-hmm. And I love that combination. The video for this is awesome. We're going to post it on our website, npr.org/altlatino. In the video, Munchie hires a woman who I'm assuming is Brazilian to assassinate his opponent. You also brought something kind of in the same vein.
This is from the Argentine DJ who now lives in the Bay Area, DJ Juan Dada. And this is one of his alter egos. It's called Bondi Blaster is the alter ego's name. And this track is called Alta Farra.
Largan amarras, alzan anclas, acá. La data ya va a zarpar, palabras abstractas, caladas al azar. Bastará para traspasar la cáscara, sacar las máscaras raras, caras amargadas, tangas arrancadas. Jamás alcanzarán a parar, la avalancha tratarán. Malgastarán batallas, mandarán a la cana, faltan agallas. Bastan las palabras para acallar tantas pavadas. Acá la masa da palmadas, jamás fama, fans, canallas, apanadas. Hasta las ratas aman al data, al capataz, cazas, jamás carpa cash. Nagras, larvas, rascas, baranda, rastaman, jamás gangsta, pasa la cancha man. Acá la masa gata, manda la data al tapacha de que está.
La barra para la
mala, para zafar la mala racha.
This is sonically very rich. I love Juan Data. He's also a guy who knows his music. He has a blog, which we've linked to in the past, which is exceptional in its analysis of Latin music today.
He's an interesting guy because, like you said, he is a freelance music journalist. He's a blogger. He's also a graphic novel artist.
He's someone who I would love to have on our show as a guest DJ.
We got to reach out to him. He's in San Francisco. The album is called Lo Huimo. It's a small little EP of basically, again, rhythm meditations. These pastiches of sound and rhythm and beats that he just decorates with different type of rhythmic ornaments. I don't even know how to describe it. It's just a lot of fun.
I also like that he uses Argentine slang. Argentine slang is very insular. I mean, if you're not from Argentina or Uruguay, you might not have an in on it.
I noticed.
So something I've noticed with... What is that supposed to mean?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Felix got really tired of me talking in Argentine slang at Vive Latino.
Oh, my God.
Do your impersonation.
No,
Felix.
I'm not even going to try. It seems like every van that we got in to ride to the festival from the hotel, it was with a bunch of Argentines. I was with your accent. I could hear your accent.
You
in its
thought
natural.
You were going to Mexico.
I was in Buenos Aires the whole time.
But it is kind of nice because a lot of times I feel Argentine artists, in order to be more commercially successful outside of Argentina, they standardize their Spanish. Like, alta farra in Argentine slang means big party.
Huh.
I love hearing every variation of Spanish, and I appreciate when people include their own local slang. It's intriguing and enriching.
He did a good job of including that within this album. It's a great little record. Next, we're going to play something by this woman who's a very good guitarist who's been doing things kind of in the background for a while. She has two solo albums out. This new record that she has out, I think, is one that might get her a lot of attention. Her name is Cecilia Villar El Jury. The album's called Fuerte, and this track is called Un Fósforo. Definitely a feel and a sound. Now, I know that this isn't high on your list of likes.
You know, it's okay.
I really like this record because, you know, it's so rare to find female instrumentalists, you know, and she is a very, very good guitar player. I mean, I heard her first as an instrumentalist, and then it's like, it's almost like the vocals have been added on, you know, to what she does. Because on this particular cut here, there's a very, very good guitar solo. And what I like about it is that it's simple. She's not like, I think most guy guitar players would be. It's like, how many notes can I play? you know, how can I shred this thing crazy? And she does something so simple, but so elegant. I just thought it was so tasteful, and I really liked the way it sounded, the emotion behind it.
Respect. Next up, you brought a band that caused a little bit of an argument between us.
Oh, it was an all-out brawl. We put on our wrestling masks and we went at it. This is a band called Locura. This track is called Prendela. Pretty appropriate. Start it up.
Start it up.
I wake up today, got a glimpse of you dancing, it's got away. Sun shines rays as I wake up today, got a glimpse of you dancing, it's got away to move me, to soothe me into breathing, to move. And fire. Que uno le da fuego al otro, que uno le da fuego, que uno le da fuego al otro, que uno le da fuego, que uno le da fuego al otro, que uno le da fuego, que uno le da fuego al otro, que uno le da.
See, normally Jasmine gives us a hand signal to bring the music down and bring it down in the background so we can talk.
I've been fanning with my hand like crazy, like bring this down, take it
I've
off.
I've been ignoring it. Okay, let's get into it.
I just can't get down with this. It's too polished and it just feels like something I would listen to at a shopping mall in the background. I think it's the cheesy trumpets and it's too polished for me.
When I heard the way they started this song with the guitar, and I knew that they were from Spain, so I know there's some flamenco aspects to it. But when I heard the muted trumpet, it made perfect sense because there's a great album by Miles Davis called Sketches of Spain, which is just strictly muted trumpet. It's Spanish compositions. It's from like 1958. So
right. It's
such an influential record in general and for me in particular, so that when I heard the muted trumpet on this track, I thought, huh, curious, interesting, smart move.
You don't find it too polished?
I don't find it too polished. See, that's where you and I have sometimes a difference on stuff that you say is too polished. To me, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's no life and that there's no urgency or vibrancy to
sure.
the music, you know? Because in that way, I can hear a lot more of the musicianship. This drummer that's playing here is really, really good. The guitar player is very good. The bass player, the rhythm section, because of the production, that to me makes all the musicianship stand out.
Huh.
You know, maybe there's a sheen of what they call reverb and audio treatments that make the sound, you know, a little different. You know, put the vocals in like maybe more of an echoey perspective. But it just, to me, it signals something different.
I just don't feel like it's challenging or daring or exciting. And it's just points of reference, maybe. I mean, you hear Miles Davis, I hear Muzak.
there's just something there that, for me, when I hear it, and the way, like I said, the way they do it, make it all come together. And they're doing something different. It's not strictly flamenco. It's not strictly pop. And there's a little bit of a reggae feel to it. I like the band. I like the way it sounds.
Okay. Let's drop it before we start clawing our eyes out.
We can really get into it right now.
But we're finishing the show on
something. No. Let's do it some more.
That we can both agree on.
This song we both really loved.
This is Algodón Egipcio. What's the name of this song?
La Espina de Cardeneche.
And I'm going to explain all about how this track came to be and what La Espina de Cardeneche means. But first, please, give this a listen.
Don't want to talk over this song because it is so awesome.
And the way it was conceived is as awesome. So this is from an EP called Norte Sonoro. And Norte Sonoro it's like the festival of your dreams. It celebrates the music of northern Mexico. So it brings a few musicians into none other than Toy Selecta's studio. And they have an assignment. It's a little like NPR's Project Song. Their assignment is to create a piece of music that is influenced by cumbia, norteña, or cardeneche.
Okay, explain what cardeneche is.
Cardeneche is an a cappella Mexican song style, and it's done a lot in places like Durango and Coahuila. It has to do with that very melodramatic song style that you're hearing right now. Cardeneche comes from a word for a cactus, and it's a cactus that the how do you say espina?
The
thorn.
The thorns.
The thorn hurts much more when you pull it out than when it goes in. And so it's referring to the melodrama of the voice, like that pain in the voice. I think we can agree that this is a very, I don't know if melodramatic, but it's just such an emotional song.
It's striking. And this music underneath is just unbelievable.
And like the little digital noises sound like a really sad toy that's batteries are dying. Algodón Egipcio is one of our favorite digital artists from Venezuela. He's fantastic.
Again, a great song to end the show with.
I want to remind listeners that if you love alt Latino and the songs that we play, you don't have to wait till Wednesday to hear new songs. You can listen to Alt Latino 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can listen to it everywhere because we have a radio stream. It's a stream that plays every single song we have ever played on this show.
And it's a non-stop stream, so you can just turn it on and walk about and do your stuff.
Brush your teeth while you listen to it.
You can cook, work out, anything. It's called Alt Latino Radio, and you can find it at our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Keep in touch. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
This has been Alt Latino.
Your voice made it.
I think it actually got better.
I think it got better.
Yeah. It's because I've been sipping this disgusting tea all day.
What it means is that you should talk more.
Pero a mí no me consuela esa sopa ya.